Japanese yen sinks to 162 per dollar, its weakest. Since 1986, the Japanese yen fell to 162.27 per dollar on June 30, 2026, its weakest level against the greenback since 1986, according to Cointelegraph, citing market data. CNBC reported the same move, noting the currency kept sliding as the rate gap between Japan and the United States stayed wide. The number matters for crypto less because of where the yen is and more because of what Tokyo might do next. A four-decade low with a familiar cause, the yen has been under pressure for years because the Bank of Japan held rates near zero while the Federal Reserve kept policy tight. That gap rewards anyone who borrows cheap yen and parks the money in higher-yielding dollar assets, a trade that pushes the yen down further each time it runs. At 162.27, the currency is back to a level last seen during the Reagan administration. A weak yen on its own is not a crypto event. Bitcoin traded at $59,656 as of June 30, 2026, down 0.5% on the day and 6.75% over the week. Ether sat at $15,888, off 8.03% on the week. Those declines started before the yen print and track a broader risk-off mood. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index read 18, deep in extreme fear. So crypto did not move on the yen headline. The connection runs through a different channel. The carry trade is the real transmission line. The mechanism that ties Tokyo to crypto is the yen carry trade. Traders borrow yen at almost no cost, convert to dollars, and buy assets that pay more, including equities and, at the riskier end, crypto. As long as the yen keeps weakening, that trade prints money and leverage builds quietly across markets. The danger arrives when the trade reverses. If the Bank of Japan intervenes in currency markets or raises rates to defend the yen, borrowing costs jump and the yen can snap higher in days. Anyone short yen against risk assets then has to sell those assets to cover, and the unwind hits the most leveraged corners first. That is not a hypothetical. In early August 2024, a BOJ hike helped trigger a sharp yen rally that cascaded into a global sell-off, and crypto fell hard alongside equities. A yen at 1986 lows raises the odds that Tokyo acts again, which is why the print is worth watching even with prices flat today. Right now, the setup is fragile rather than broken. Leverage is the variable to track. With the market already in extreme fear and majors down for the week, there is less cushion to absorb a sudden bid in the yen. Currency stress and the dollar stablecoin reflex. There is a second, slower crypto angle. When a national currency loses ground, residents reach for dollars, and stablecoins have become one of the easiest ways to hold them. The pattern showed up plainly this month when USDT traded at an 8.5% premium in India as access tightened. Japan is a different case, with deep and legal access to dollars through banks and brokers, so a stampede into dollar-pegged stablecoins is unlikely there. The behavior is still worth naming because it is the reflex a sustained currency slide tends to produce in less open markets. Japan also happens to be an active crypto jurisdiction at the moment. SBI agreed to buy Bitbank for 289 nabotsuras to build Japan's largest exchange, and Ripple and SBI launched RLUSD in Japan after JFSA approval. A weaker yen does not change those deals, but it sharpens the case for yen holders who want dollar exposure inside a regulated wrapper. For anyone holding crypto through the next few weeks, the practical read is simple. The yen level is a headline. The BOJ's response is the catalyst. Watch for intervention signals or any shift in rate guidance out of Tokyo, because that is what would force the carry trade to unwind. This is macro analysis, not financial advice, and currency timing is notoriously hard, even for desks that do it full time.